From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. April 27th will be the last day in office for Humboldt County Auditor Controller Joseph Mellett. Back in 2016, auditors looking at his office found a $2 million cash discrepancy on the books that had gone unnoticed for 8 months. Also, a grand jury reported that same year that the office had neither the necessary staffing nor authority to ensure that private vendors were doing the jobs they'd been hired to do. Also, an assistant in the office told the Board of Supervisors in November that the office was chronically understaffed and that a desperate situation existed there. Three children from a family are dead, three others missing after an accident that happened on Highway 1 at County Road 430, also called Juan Creek, in Westport, Mendocino County. Authorities were called there. Someone had seen a vehicle go off an embankment upside down on the rocky shoreline. The sheriff's office was en route and found out that there were possibly two adult females, two juvenile males, and a juvenile female deceased at the scene. They then learned that a family involved had six adopted children. They've identified three of the deceased children as 19-year-old Marcus Hart, 14-year-old Jeremiah Hart, and 14-year-old Abigail Hart. The three children still missing, 15-year-old Devontae Hart, 16-year-old Hannah Hart, and 12-year-old Sierra Hart. Due to water conditions in the area, rescue and recovery divers have not been able to be used in the effort. Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services testing the county's tsunami sirens at both activation points and have successfully identified issues that need to be addressed. In that sense, the test was a success. They'll be working to fix the issues identified in the test and then test again next year. They'll continue evaluating the results of this test over the next few days to see what worked and what did not work as well. Eureka Police serving a search warrant for 38-year-old William Zane Reynolds, his vehicle, and his residence on the 2200 block of G Street. The warrant was obtained in response to an investigation into narcotics and firearms. Reynolds contacted in his vehicle near Sonoma and J Streets. They went back to his residence. There, 44-year-old Serena Lee Harvey was inside. Reynolds and Harvey detained. They found on the scene heroin, methamphetamine, but also two firearms, ammunition, and evidence that weapons were being manufactured. Both Reynolds and Harvey taken to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. They're facing charges for possession of a controlled substance, possession of controlled substances while armed, and maintaining a drug house. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.